Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Campus Activewear Limited's Q2 and H1 FY24 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines.
This call is now being recorded.
As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touch-tone phone. I would now like to hand over the floor to Mr. Diwakar Pingle from EY. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Felicia. Good morning, friends. Thanks for logging in so early. I welcome you all to the Campus Activewear Limited Q2 and H1 FY21 earnings conference call. Before we proceed with this call, let me remind you that the discussion may contain forward-looking statements that may involve known or unknown risks, uncertainties, and other factors. It must be viewed in conjunction with a business that could cause future results, performance, or achievement to differ significantly from what is expressed or implied by such forward-looking statements. The Campus Activewear management team is represented by Mr. H.K. Agarwal, Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Nikhil Agarwal, Whole-time Director and CEO, Mr. Sanjay Chhabra, CFO, and Mr. Krishna Kumar, AVP Investor Relations. I will now hand over the call over to Mr. H.K. Agarwal, Chairman and Managing Director, for his opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thanks, Diwakar. I welcome everyone for joining our Q2 and H1 FY24 earnings call today. First, I would like to wish.
The participants kindly stay connected. The participants kindly stay connected.
I'm sorry. I think sir has gotten disconnected. Could you please try him again?
Yes, I'm connecting him.
Yeah.
Just a moment.
Hello.
I welcome back the chairperson. Please go ahead, sir.
Okay. Thanks, Diwakar. I welcome everyone for joining our Q2 and H1 FY24 earnings call today. First, I would like to wish everyone Shubh Dhanteras and Happy Diwali. Since last Diwali, the consumer sentiment had been subdued due to inflationary pressure, and we experienced delayed purchasing or downtrading of MRP. I have seen the footwear industry evolve over my 40 years of experience in this industry, and we have successfully navigated through all up and down time and again. We have a clear vision and understanding of what we are doing and what we want to do. Campus has become India's largest sportswear brand on the back of very strong fundamentals and core strengths such as our top-of-mind brand, world-class R&D, our omnichannel sales network, and fully integrated largest supply chain. While the market was subdued, we took the opportunity to focus our energy on further innovating and strengthening our system and process to get ready for the next phase of growth. We have evolved with the time over the year to reach here and will continue to do the same in the future to respond to dynamic business environment. In an evolving business, people changes tend to happen, and let me assure you, all changes are in the right speed toward building a world-class team that leads the organization for the next decade, and we are fully committed to creating long-term value for all our shareholders. Thanks. I will now hand the call over to Nikhil Agarwal.
Thank you, sir. campus activewear's quarter 2 FY24 revenue stood at INR 259 crores, impacted by a decline in volumes owing to subdued demand in key northern markets. Also, quarter 2 FY24 sales were impacted by exit of Udaan and IGEO O2O platforms due to change in their business models. However, we continue to maintain healthy gross margins of 54.3% in quarter 2 FY24, benefiting from the lower raw material prices mainly. We have recalibrated our business strategies and choose to remain nimble footed for H2 FY24. We have proactively undertaken inventory correction in some geographies, especially the states of UP and Bihar and some parts of Rajasthan, and our DSOs are under control as we enter the second half of the financial year with the latest assortment of new product developments. During the quarter, we have launched Campus Air Turbo, designed for Indian consumers with thermal management technology, thereby elevating the consumer's overall footwear experience. We are committed to engage and connect with our target audience through our innovative 360-degree marketing strategies. We continue to make judicious investments to strengthen our brand, along with premiumization and expand campus's presence in its existing and new geographies. Additionally, the implementation of BIS quarter 4 onwards is a big positive for the organized sports and athleisure footwear players all across the country. I would like to reiterate that we see the current financial year FY24 as a transitionary one. However, Campus Activewear remains focused on its long-term business goals and thereby to create value for its esteemed stakeholders over time. I will now hand it over to our CFO, Mr. Sanjay Chhabra, to take you through more details on the quarter 2 and first half FY24 performance.
Thank you so much. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Q2 and H1 24 earnings call of Campus Activewear Limited. During the quarter under review, our revenues from operations stood at INR 259 crores. In terms of volume, the company sold around 3.9 million pairs in Q2 FY24. The ASP in quarter 2 FY24 stands at 658 rupees per pair versus 608 in Q2 FY23. Similarly, on a category basis, revenue mix across men, women and kid and child stood at 79:21 in Q2 24, driven by our continued focus towards growing this category. EBITDA stood at INR 25 crores in Q2 FY24. On the balance sheet side, our net debt stood at INR 162 crores as of 30th of September, showing a marginal increase of around 5 crore versus INR 157 crore in March 23. Net debt to EBITDA ratio stood at 0.7 in H1 FY24 as against 0.6 in FY23. Our balance sheet demonstrates the position of strength with robust return ratios such as a ROCE and ROE of 20% and 19.2% respectively as of 30th September 23. With this, I'll conclude and hand it over to the operator for questions and answers. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and one again. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. First question is from the line of Aditya Soman from CLSA. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good morning. So two questions. Firstly, you mentioned Udaan and IGEO and sort of a change in business models there. Can you throw some more light on exactly what happened? And second, on the inventory correction that you mentioned in Bihar, UP and parts of Rajasthan, again, if you can just throw more light on if that inventory correction is done or we still expect some more further sort of correction to inventory levels in those states or any states in the back half of the year. That would be super useful. Thank you.
Great. No, thanks, Aditya, for your question. From the O2O platforms, they shut down literally their businesses in the first quarter. They announced that they would be exiting these platforms. And it was almost like an overnight kind of transition because they did not really give time to any of the companies to for purchase. So they stopped purchasing overnight. And therefore, we had to improvise basically to recalibrate our online business model to increase the share of our marketplace. And that's exactly what we have done over quarter two as well. We've grown our marketplace business by approximately 60-odd percent. Slightly over 60%. So that's a meaningful jump. And we'll continue to invest behind marketplace business and take it forward. So that's the industry-wide phenomena where O2O sort of shut down for everybody. While the inventory correction where that is concerned, we have consciously taken that step in quarter two. Given the subdued demand in the market, we wanted to make sure that instead of loading the markets with more inventory and possibly seeing that pain, in the next few quarters, we decided to not increase, our exposure of credit limit beyond a point. Therefore, we have very well maintained our DSOs at a very healthy level, which would be also reflecting in our working capital and a very healthy working capital, rather, that we have demonstrated in quarter two. In maintaining, we took that conscious decision to reduce the inventory in the system and further improve the situation in the market. So, therefore, we have seen some correction in parts of UP, Bihar, and some parts of Rajasthan where the demand was most impacted, in these different states. Therefore, we have not, loaded the businesses, the distributors' channels further with more inventory in quarter two.
This correction in inventory gives us an opportunity to now sell more of the new products which we have launched for the season, and this would be a positive from a channel perspective.
Yeah, also just to mention that we held a very, very good distributor meet in quarter two where we have taken confirmed pre-orders from our distribution channel. For the first time, we worked on this model of pre-orders, and it was a very successful meet where we have received very significant orders till the end of December, and currently the company is in process of supplying all those pre-orders.
Understand. In terms of just understanding this decline, right, in top line, would you say that most of it is due to these two reasons, and then you should see a reversal to a sort of more normalized top line growth on a quarterly basis from 3Q, or do you think there's still some more effects of this inventory correction, or maybe inventory correction needed in some more states?
So we should see normalized growth, and normalized, I think, quarters from quarter three onwards, because whatever correction had to be done, it's been done in quarter two. Most of it is already through. And we also saw a slight bit of phasing due to Diwali in this month in September, because Diwali got pushed out by a month this year. We saw a slight bit of effect of phasing of Diwali as well in quarter two. So quarter three, we expect a much more stable and a positive quarter.
Understand, very clear. And just to maybe one last question, if I may. In terms of, if you look at 3Q, obviously, would this also lead to sort of a bump up in revenue, or are you still would say that a more normalized sort of quarterly run rate is what one should expect?
Unfortunately, we cannot share, any numbers or any guidances beyond the point, but I would like to assure you that we are on the right track. Most of the correction, whatever had to be done, is already through in quarter two, so we should see meaningful quarter in quarter three.
Well, that's very clear and good to know. Thanks, I'll come back and meet you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jay Doshi. It's from the line of Kotak Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for the opportunity. My question is again with respect to the trade distribution channel. So do you think in the last 6-9 months at any point of time there was some discontent in the channel, and were there any corrective measures required to ensure parity between the channels online as well as offline? And is there a possibility that the weakness in growth recently is also perhaps a function of some discontent amongst distributor in the trade? So just your thoughts whether there was such an issue, and if that was the case, have you taken corrective measures?
Hi Jay, appreciate the question, but we have seen majority of the pain due to macro environment only. There was extremely low footfall in quarter two. We have not seen this kind of a time in campus ever. So this almost was a bit of a shocker to all of us as well. This is primarily due to a very low macro environment. Most of the consumers ended up either downtrading to lower MRPs or they postponed the buying to festive season in quarter two. That is where we've seen the pain, and some bit of it we have taken that conscious call of inventory correction, like I mentioned. But there was absolutely no discontent amongst the distributors for any reason whatsoever with regards to channels or any other conflicts, that I can assure you. While we have also taken many steps to further improvise and improve the channel saliencies, and just to give you some flavor, we have also seen distribution business getting back on track in quarter three so far. So that's a very big positive sign. I would like to tell you that there was no channel conflict that we have seen so far in that sense.
Thank you. That's good to know. My second question is, during the course of this year, we have seen slightly higher than the usual level of discounting among some of your competitor brands, including some of the global brands. So how has your performance been in terms of market share in the recent sales season? Flipkart is a key partner for you. So, billion day sales as well as Amazon sales. Would you be able to give us some directional color or something on market share trends and whether you've grown faster than the platform or category online?
Sure, Jay. So we have actually delivered a pretty good BBD this year in Flipkart. It was in the first week of October. It ended somewhere in the around the end of October. And we've been able to increase very aggressively our market share from 5% to almost 8.5% on Flipkart. These numbers have been validated and given to us by Flipkart themselves. So this is a meaningful jump for any brand. And we have also seen a lot of our peers and competitors, doing a lot of liquidation and discounting across channels. That is mainly due to, the same reason that the macros have been weak and everybody was sort of liquidating their inventories, whatever they were sitting on. But we have not taken that approach. That's why you see a dip in our volumes, because we have been very clear that we will not discount beyond a point. And we have maintained that hygiene very well across channels, across geographies. Therefore, our ASPs have actually gone up by almost 6%. We have been able to demonstrate meaningful material margin jump from 48% to 54%. And our ASPs have also gone up from 608 rupees to 658. So this is in spite of a tough macro, we've been able to demonstrate healthy margins. And that is what we will continue to do so in future. So we have increased the market share in our online channel without really compromising on the margin beyond the point as well.
That's helpful. The last and final question is, what is the competitive intensity that you see in some of the northern states, UP, Bihar? And in case of competition from smaller players, local regional players, usually we see a trend where, there is aggression for a few quarters and then the channel inventory goes high and then there is clearance, liquidation, and then you see a more benign or stable competitive environment. So where do you think we are in this journey of, you know, competitive intensity in some of these states?
So honestly, we don't think we have any competition in our segment. We almost dominate this category of 1,000 rupees to 2,000 rupee category. There are hardly any other specially organized players or even unorganized players in this segment. Most of the private and the you know, smaller companies in the space are limited to less than 1,000 rupees MRP products only. And interestingly, you know, UP is a go-to market for all footwear companies. It's the first go-to market, so anybody entering into footwear first enters UP, you know, and therefore it becomes sort of like a war zone in some sense, and a little bit of an ugly situation sometimes for every single brand out there. So we have a separate strategy for UP in order to, you know, be very aggressive. UP has always been a very strong market for campus. We have, you know, we have a very strong following. We are the number one top of mind brand in UP amongst the domestic players, and we would continue to maintain that lead on the back of the various initiatives like marketing campaigns and better product pool and better distribution reach. So we are working on multiple of these aspects to increase our saliency in UP and Bihar going forward from here on. While the rest of the geographies across India have been performing quite well, in spite of a bad macro, we have been very stable, you know, across every other geography in the West and the South and Central and East.
So essentially what I gather is you've gained significant market share in marketplaces, online channel this quarter. Your channel correction is largely done as far as trade distribution channels concerned by end of last quarter, so there won't be any meaningful adverse impact there. And you are guiding for or indicating a stable quarter, December quarter. Do you also think that BIS-related implementation related things are also in place and should not affect your December quarter or maybe second half performance, or you think there can be some adverse impact of BIS implementation?
No, not really. In fact, if anything, BIS, we see it as a very positive move by the government. We are very excited about the impact that, you know, BIS is going to create. Now, it's just a timing thing. It might create that impact in quarter four, the positive impact, or it may bring that in quarter one, depending on, you know, how the BIS, when it is rolled out exactly. But because so far the official notification is yet to be received, but we, as per the government sources, we anticipate that it should be coming, and by the first week of January itself, it should get implemented. But as far as quarter three is concerned, we don't see much of pain due to any BIS, non-BIS liquidation inventory, because the government has given adequate time to all the footwear companies in India to be able to sell post-January as well. You know, we just have to declare at the end of December the inventory that we're carrying of non-BIS goods. So there is no pressure really from that perspective, and so far, you know, we are on the right track.
Great. Thank you so much, and Diwali greetings to you all.
Thank you, Jay.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Akshin Thakkar from Fidelity Investors. Please go ahead.
Hi, team. You know, just on your point on Ajio and Udaan, so while that, you know, some sales that you would have lost holds through on a YOY basis, I thought that impact was there in Q1 as well. So if I look at your sales performance sequentially, you're still down about 100 crores, right? So last quarter, Q1 also, you didn't have Ajio and Udaan. And this quarter as well, you don't have Ajio and Udaan. So there is some seasonality, but generally in activewear, you don't really see, you know, Q2 versus Q1 being a material drop-off. So, you know, this 100 odd crore sequential decline, how much of it was due to, you know, like you alluded to, some shift in festive, and how much of it was, you know, this channel correction in UP and Bihar? So that was question one. And question two was, you know, gross margins have moved up, you know, fairly decently. You're sitting at record high gross margins. given that there is some competition, like you said, in UP and Bihar, how does management think about, you know, top line versus margins? I know steady state, you said that you'd like to be a high teen, you know, 20% margin business. Is there a case for, you know, dropping gross margins a little bit, dropping margins maybe to 18% instead of 20% or 16% instead of 20% and trying to get back to run rate of growth? Or you think, you know, both are separate, growth will be a separate dynamic and margin will be a separate dynamic? Those two questions from my side. Thanks.
Okay. Hi, morning, Akshin. This is Sanjay. On your first question related to Ajio, I think when we compare year on year, so what happened is that last quarter, last year, same quarter, we had a good sales of around 36 CR. From this business, which in this quarter is just 4 CR. So roughly 32 odd CR impact is coming straight from this in this quarter. But if you see a quarter...
Okay, I was referring to sequential numbers. Why I understand. But Q1 of this year also didn't have...
Sequential, I mean, the impact was not this steep. We still did some numbers in Q1 of FY24. So... In Q1, the impact was around 17 crores, which has aggravated to around 32 crores in Q2, if I talk sequential. So that's a big impact, 32 crores on this quarter amidst the other macroeconomic factors and the distribution inventory correction we took. It's one of the big building blocks for the degrowth. I pass it on to Nikhil for taking the margin question.
So, Akshin, basis our strategy, so, you know, one strategy is to deep discount the products to gain market share. The other is to invest behind the brand and to make the brand bigger and stronger. So, for us, it is the latter where, you know, we are committed to building the brand and taking it to the next level. So, all our initiatives and our resources, we are flowing into marketing, into the right steps that need to be taken to make a consumer brand, a true consumer brand, right? And for that reason, we shy away from the strategy of, you know, passing on big discounts in the channels and we don't operate in a high-low kind of MRP environment. So that's basically the strategy that we are following, and you'll see some significant investments in marketing being made even this year and for next year as well. We'll continue to do so.
My second question was, you know, a few calls back we spoke about doing a value brand to at least, you know, not leave space for competition to get into the key markets as an entry brand. Any updates on that? Have you test marketed some products, some geographies, and what has generally been the feedback around that?
So, interesting question. So, you know, we did some pilots and the results of the pilot were basically that, you know, we don't want to operate in under the same brand campus in a very low value segment, because obviously on one aspect we have been premiumizing really well over the last few years, so we don't want to dilute any kind of brand saliency, especially on the lower side. So, therefore, we have put that strategy on hold. We are not looking to aggressively look into the lower economy side of the segment. Even as of quarter two, we've been able to basically do about 25. We've reduced our contribution of our entry segment, which is up to 1,000 rupees shoes, to 25% versus 30% last year quarter two. And we have been able to increase, you know, our premium product offering up to 1,500 1,500 plus. We've been able to take it from 40% to 46% for 1,500 plus. And 1,000 to 1,500, we are at 28% versus 31% last year. So the endeavor is still to continue to premiumize. What we spoke about in the previous earnings call was about a new challenger brand. That strategy, you know, we don't think is the right step given the current market dynamics. So we are very clear that we'll continue to focus only on one brand strategy, and we don't want to, you know, divert our resources on any other sub-brand or a challenger brand at the moment.
Okay. My last question.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, sir.
I'll fall back. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. I request the participants to restrict with two questions in the initial round and join back the queue for more questions. Next question comes from Ankit Kedia from Phillip Capital. Please go ahead.
So three questions from my side. On the O2O business, which you alluded, the 36 crore last quarter run rate, historically we've always told that AGO and Udaan account for sub 20% of the business. Can you just share with us the breakup of online, how much is it direct, how much is it marketplace, and how much was O2O for us?
Sure, we can give you a rough split, Ankit. Approximately, we used to do about 70 to 80 crores of revenue from O2O platforms on a base of 500 crores. The balance was being serviced about, I believe, 40 to 45% from marketplaces and the balance from outright sales. So that contribution of about 17 to 18% of O2O platforms is basically being substituted now by the marketplace growth on which we are focusing, because that O2O is basically gone for everyone. And so that 70 crore is being now, substituted by marketplaces and outright, mostly marketplaces because that's a better margin business than outright as well for us.
But out of the 70, you're saying 36 crores was in Q2 itself. So 50% of the O2O business came from Q2 last year.
Yes, approximately. That's mainly and because... that's basically because of, in these platforms, they load up the inventory in quarter two for the season, for the upcoming season in quarter three.
And typically, O2O businesses would sell to retailers directly, right? Wouldn't that retailer, because of need of demand, now purchase the products from the distributor on the ground? Or the consumer of Udaan and AGO would now actually still go to marketplaces to buy the products?
So that consumer, the retailer, would end up going to the distributor, back to the distributor. So this business should add on, to, ideally, back to our distribution business. This should be compensated by that. But it takes maybe a quarter or two for that to reflect properly in the distribution business. It's not an overnight change. It takes about a quarter, a couple of months to fully reflect into the other channel.
Sure. My next question is on the EBO. I see EBO business actually growing at 50% in the quarter. Can you just talk about the SSG growth in the EBO business, how many EBOs we have scaled up, and what's the plan for next 1 year on the EBO side?
Hi, this is Sanjay. On an EBO perspective, we continue to add around five to seven stores a month. So that's the kind of strategy we have. And in this quarter also, we did add around 22 odd stores, 10 in EBO and 12 in franchisee. So that's roughly a ballpark number which we'll continue to maintain. And the good part is that we get closer to the consumer, and this channel gives us a better realization as well.
Sure. And, sir, you just said, the Challenger brand, you're keeping it on hold. But if I go to your website, I see one of your, value fashion brands continue to be present at a 60%, 50 to 60% discount. So are we liquidating that inventory in the market to get out of that business, or, what are we doing with the smaller brand now?
That's correct, Ankit. We are liquidating the stock that we have. It's not a lot. It's very little. So whatever it is, we are just finishing it off, and we won't be manufacturing that going forward.
Thank you so much, sir, and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Ali Asghar Sakir from Motilal Oswal. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. I just wanted first a clarification. You mentioned you have had the inventory corrections. Is this channel inventory or our own inventory? And if you could just quantify, because as you mentioned, why out of 70-80 crore the impact of, let's say, Udaan and Jio would be about 32 odd crores, then how much impact would have this had on your revenue?
Hi Ali, this is Sanjay. I would say that the inventory correction, just to clarify, is primarily in our distribution channel and in certain pockets of UP, Rajasthan and MP and Bihar. Bihar.
Yeah.
So I would, I mean, as we said, that roughly 30 odd crores attribute to the O2O business and remaining 40 crores shortfall in our revenue, I would say that 20 odd crores would be attributable to phasing of Diwali and remaining 20 would be a mix of inventory correction and subdued consumer demand. So that's how the split would be in a range.
Understood. This is very clear. Now, second question on your competitive landscape. You did give a lot of color. The point I wanted to allude to is, point number one is in UP, as you mentioned, the impact has been severe. So there are two, three angles here. First is, we have been premiumizing our brand. So have we, while gained market share overall, but, maybe we've lost a lot of market share in the value segment, given that we have also, reduced our, value brand. Also, our channel check suggests, a lot of large distributors in the belt of UP, Bihar have either shifted to, other new brands that have, come in the market. So has the competition on, gaining or, retaining your distributors gone up because of which, probably channel commissions given by competitors have gone up? Is that what it is, hurting us? So just a little bit more color over there, just help how the situation on the ground is in UP and, how we are taking care of that.
Yeah, hi, Ali. So, see, for UP, we have a very clear strategy that we will not, we have a common policy for distribution that we follow across the country. And UP, as it became a slightly more competitive market because of a lot of entrants, and like I said, a lot of competition enters UP first. It is the first go-to market for everyone. So therefore, we have been very judiciously doing business in UP in terms of not losing market and, not losing any margins in UP due to the competition. So therefore, we have a very clear strategy of making the brand salience stronger, the brand pull, getting our reach even deeper, penetrating to every single nook and corner in the state through means of a very extensive GTM for which, we've already rolled out and we have started seeing some green shoots emerging in quarter three. UP as a state has bounced back for us in October meaningfully. Therefore, it is the strategy and the steps taken by the company have been working very well.
Interesting. This is very clear. Just last small follow-up over here. So in the 1,000-plus categories where we are more strongly focusing, the sub-1,000 category is where, we are not as aggressive. Is that understanding correct? And that's how we are trying to build our brand.
That's right. See, any products, so we have a limited offering of products below 1,000 rupees. It is the entry segment which contributes to roughly 25% of the entire revenue. Now, it is basically there to handhold the customer when they move from an unbranded to a branded company for the first time. So it is basically an entry point for them to buy a Campus shoe. Therefore, that is the only purpose that the entry level solves, because as a brand philosophy also and as our chairman's philosophy, we don't compromise on quality and the look and feel of the shoe, even though it's a cheaper product. The quality of the shoe is very, very high. So therefore it is not as, margin accretive as the other, as the 1,000 to 2,000 rupee segment for the company. Therefore, we have limited offerings. It is only to handle the customer to the higher MRP shoes going forward in the journey.
Got it. Thank you so much for answering all these questions.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Rahul Jain from Lion Rock Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, can you hear me okay?
Hi, Rahul. Yes.
Hello. Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity. I think I just wanted to follow up on the previous question related to the inventory correction and Udaan and Ajio stuff. So I understand the why, but I'm still struggling from that 355 odd crore revenue you did in 1Q, where I would assume Udaan and Ajio would be a lot smaller, to 258 or 260 crore revenue in 2Q. So I understand that 20 crore Diwali impact, I understand 20 crore inventory impact, but the difference is almost 90 crore. So that can help bridge that gap.
Sure, Rahul. Rahul, between two quarters, as I mentioned, so last quarter we did around 17 crores in Ajio, but this quarter we did around 4 crores. So that impact is also there. So that's one. And apart from that, when I was talking about Diwali impact, there will be an impact in distribution. There will also be an impact in the online segment wherein the Big Billion Day also shifted, right? And apart from that,
that would be 20 CR, right? That's what you mentioned.
Yeah. Apart from that, there is always a phasing between the two quarters. I mean, our Q2 is, unless we are coming closer to the festival, the Q2 is not very much equal to Q1, right? And then in Q3, again, with the seasonality, the festival and the onset of winter seasons, again, the demand picks up. So that's how it is. I mean,
so this year, absolutely, Rahul, this year the Q2 was further exaggerated in terms of volume drop because of the consumer sentiment. That was the biggest factor driving the quarter two volume of this year.
And the follow-up would be, so as you mentioned that most of the inventory correction is done, and you mentioned that you have a big market share gain within the marketplaces during the Big Billion Day sale. So when we look at Q3 and Q4 generally, so I mean, when you think about the campus business on a longer term basis, you should be a business that should growing probably mid-teens top line on a CAGR basis. Obviously, Q2 was very challenging, but when you look at second half, when you look at October and beginning of festive season, you think we would get back to those regular trajectory, or has been a big step down in Q2, and then there is a big step up in second half because all the corrective measures are done. So how we should be thinking about going forward from here? Or you think it will be a multi-quarter recovery period from here?
Great question, Rahul. So I would like to, you know, persuade you all that I think the worst is behind us. And we have been working on a lot of initiatives which are panning out really well. While I don't want to be super optimistic about Q3 and Q4, but we are on the right track and we see that we should be back to normalized growth very, very soon, possibly from quarter three itself. And, you know, we don't see much pain going forward. This basically all the, and the inventory correction was also not exactly pan-India. We didn't really need to. It was only limited to these couple of geographies that we've stated. So it's not like, you know, we have any more corrections to take or any place else. So primarily, we believe the pain is over in terms of at least quarter two, you know, the volume drop that we've seen. While there could be possibly, you know, some impact, if at all, you know, post-Diwali, we don't know. But we, as of now, as of the 42 days that have elapsed in quarter three, we have seen a very positive outlook. Now, quarter four as well, like we said, we are very bullish on BIS, but that's a timing thing. It could give us, you know, a positive impact from quarter four or maybe from quarter one next year. That is yet to be seen. Yeah, so basically the company, all the initiatives that the company has been taking, be it with respect to margins, cost-saving initiatives, supply chain, all the channels, the integration of the channels, all of that is by far in, you know, complete and you know, some initiatives that are still going on will continue to see the benefits of those flowing through the next few quarters. You know, that's where we are for this year. I hope that answers the question.
Just one quick follow-up on the growth margin.
Sorry to interrupt you, sir.
So obviously, sorry, I'll get back to you. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Next question is from the line of Aditya Gupta from Tara Capital Partners. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning, and thanks for doing the call in the morning. A couple of questions. One on the inventory correction again, and I'm sorry to harp on this. Was this slow-moving goods that were just not moving in those states and you decided not to do any more primary sales over there? Or was this some collection, some design that did not work and you guys decided to take it back from the market and you had to write off some earlier sales? What exactly happened here?
I know. So it was not related to any sort of specific design or any returns that the company has taken. This was a general correction that that we undertook because of the low consumer sentiment. See, if there is less footfall in the market and clearly the offtake from the retailers is low, then there is no point for the company. If we push more products into the system, it will only create more complications for us going forward. So we took that, you know, proactive steps as a general, you know, caution through this quarter to be ready for the upcoming quarters and not make them as painful from an inventory perspective. So there was no specific inventory that we have returned or recalled at all. It is related to a general hygiene, I would say, that has happened really through the channel.
Got it. Second question on the management team. There's been fairly significant churn over the last few quarters, right? And you've obviously appointed replacements in some. I haven't seen replacements in some so far. So where are we on that? Is this team stable now? Who's handling what of the people who have left? And how should we read into that? Is that also a cause of, let's say, business disruption? Because you've had a fair amount of churn in the top management team.
Yeah, see, there will always be some churn in any growing organization. We are growing very fast. We are evolving as an organization because footwear primarily is a very unorganized business. This you will, you know, see in every other footwear company in India. And the kind of, you know, channels and the people we deal with, they're very unorganized. So we've had to, as a category leader, we've really turned things around. We've had to educate a lot of our channel partners, you know, bring them up to the FMCG standards. And that's what we have successfully been able, we've been doing that for the past few years. Therefore, we know it is important to understand that there will be some churn always with regards to people also in an evolving business. But at the moment, I would like to assure you that we are very stable now. All the changes, you know, that inadvertently have been made are through, and you know, we are sitting with a very, very, very good, we are very proud of the current team that we have, who've been handling the business really well, and therefore we will be able to see the reflection of those in our performance numbers very, very soon.
Got it. And if you could clarify who's handling the strategy role now, and who's handling internet, and who's handling supply chain?
Strategy is being handled by both the chairman and myself and our CFO as well. And the online and the D2C business is being handled by, we have Mr. Uplaksh Tiwari. He's been handling D2C both online and EBO business for the last few months. EBO, he started with retail and he took over online business a couple of months back and he's doing really well. And at the same time, we have Mr. Aseem Sood, who's handling our distribution business. Again, he's from the FMCG background and doing a great job there. So we have really, you know, high-quality people handling both the businesses.
Got it. Thank you. And if I can squeeze in one last, please. This Pudan and the Ajio issue, again, I know you explained it out, but not a lot of your peers seem to be calling it out as a as this big an issue on their business. So were our terms of trade with these partners different? You've given out the numbers, but I'm still at a little bit of a challenge as to it happened last quarter. You called it a last quarter also. But the other players in the, in your peer set, the impact does not, I mean, nobody seems to have called it out, or the impact does not seem to be this significant. So how exactly are our terms of trade different with these guys, and what has changed now?
So Campus as a brand has been extremely strong in tier 2, tier 3 markets of the country. That is why, you know, our online business overall has been able to do so well for the past few years. This is the reason, you know, why we've been able to also grow our O2O business so rapidly, from like a 0 crore base to 70, 80 crores in a span of 2 years. We've been able to do that on the back of demand, on the back of the brand pool, and you know, the O2O platform reaching out to us. So that may not be necessarily true for other competitors. You know, they probably won't have been able to scale as fast as we did on O2O because of the brand pull. Therefore, you know, we've also seen that impact probably the most.
Okay, all right. And now you're saying all of this is sorted, and Q3 onwards you should be back to, let's say, normalized or trending back towards normalized businesses.
Absolutely. See, for us, the larger objective this year is to maintain and grow our market share. We are very clear with that. And we will not do that at the expense of margin beyond a point. It's not about giving high discounts in the channels, any channel whatsoever. So we have a very clearly laid out product and channel strategy that we are following, which has been, you know, reaping us really good benefits, and we will be seeing that very soon now. So for us, the imperative thing to do is to maintain and grow the market share that we have successfully done on Flipkart as well this year. Basically, all the online platforms, including Amazon, Myntra, every single one of them, we've been, you know, very proactive at that. At the same time, we are seeing similar trend in our distribution business as well. So by by the end of FY24, we expect to sit at a meaningful market share, even compared to last year. That is the primary objective for this year, not at the expense of much margin dilution. Also, I would like to add.
Got it. Thank you so much for your answers, and Shubh Deepavali to you and your team. Thank you.
Thank you. Same to you.
Thank you. I request the participants with request with one question in the initial round and join back the queue for more questions. Next question comes from Zaki Nasser from Nasser Investments. Please go ahead.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes.
Sir, first of all, let me congratulate the team on rolling out a really wonderful pair of shoes. I think Campus as a shoe has really climbed up the ladder. My two bits would be, sir, how would you going forward look at your geographical expansion in terms of urban, semi-urban, rural, in kind of taking market share for Campus? And sir, as the correction has happened in this quarter, could we safely assume that at least Campus will maintain last year's levels in terms of the overall top line, sir? Also, sir, company with the stature of Campus, don't you think this quarter, the kind of drop has happened, you should look at more the way you look at your channel? It should be more sticky, and a couple of withdrawals should not drop your turnover by more than 20%, which has happened, sir. Thank you.
Thank you for your questions. No, and thank you for the compliment on that pair of shoe. We really appreciate it. That's the endeavor that we all work towards. So with regards to, I'll take your last question first. We are, like I said, there was obviously a very weak sentiment in the market, but there were also a few changes that we have been making internally in terms of a lot of initiatives that we've been driving, very positive. So while you're right that, you know, there should not be a drop of volume beyond a point, and we do agree to that. We are aware of that fact. Therefore, you know, we have made some very significant changes that this does not repeat again in future. and we assure you that it will never happen again. Secondly, sorry, can you come back to your second question?
Sir, geographical divide, how you wish to spread your geographical divide between urban, semi-urban, and rural, because I think these are three entirely different markets, and where do you fit in, where would you want to fit in? And also, by taking this, sir, what about the, I've been to your showroom, in terms of how would you wish to add at least your garments to it, if you could, because, I mean, are there any plans on it?
See, in terms of geographical expansion, as we are increasing the brand saliency and the brand pull and the kind of marketing campaign that we are about to roll out now, and you'll be seeing that very soon across all the mediums, we are very proactive, and we are the image that the brand is building we want to be the preferred brand in this segment. That is the vision for the company, the preferred brand in this segment of 1,000 to 3,000 rupee segment. And for that, we have been working very closely with a lot of these. We have brand ambassadors like The King is the rapper. So we are targeting the right audience across various geographies, and such, or such celebrities basically end up attracting target audience from both urban, semi-urban, and rural. That's the kind of saliency that we want to create. While urban, we have increased meaningfully the contribution in the last couple of years. We are very cognizant of the fact that campus has been very, very strong in the tier 2 and tier 3 markets of the country. That's how we started out. And we literally have less negligible competition in those states, in those specific sectors. So we'll continue to focus and grow our market share in the tier 2 and tier 3 towns as well. So it's an overall strategy. We are targeting every single urban and semi-urban center along with rural through our GTM, that we have been rolling out. On the athleisure side, like I've mentioned earlier also, we don't want to enter into a new category at the moment given the kind of white space we have in our category. It would be a big distraction for the entire team and the company. So we would take that up probably maybe a year or two or 3 years down the line. Once we've been able to penetrate to some extent, to a large extent rather, the markets in terms of footwear, then we can probably take up another category at that point.
And sir, do we hope to see that 1487 surpassed in the current year, sir?
I cannot comment. I would love to comment on that. But we don't give forward-looking guidances. I've given you a flavor of how we are looking at quarter 3 and 4 going forward.
Would a peak turnover be, sir, in terms of our capacities? 2,500 crores, we are prepared for that without any capex?
We cannot give you in terms of value. We can tell you in terms of volume. Our capacities are closer to 3.5 crore pairs. That's 35 million pairs per annum. And we have, last year we've done approximately 25 million pairs, close to 25 million, and we are trending at similar volumes.
Thanks a lot, sir. That's helpful. Best wishes for the balance of the year, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Abhishek Geetham from Alpha Invesco. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. Thank you, sir, for explaining your UP strategy. I wanted to know more on our strategy and the flavor of eastern and the southern markets.
Sure. So southern market, like we've always maintained that for the last year, since the last 1 year, and going forward as well, west and south are our key markets, focus markets. And we have seen, that effect also in quarter two, where we've basically stayed flat in these two markets. They've not degrown compared to the northern market. So in spite of a very poor macro across India. So, that's where we are, our focus has been well paid. And So we'll continue to grow our market share in those two markets. These are very important and focused markets for campus, both the west and the south.
That's asking about east and east market also.
Okay, yeah. So east as well. See, east is east has been flat for us for the last 2-3 years. We have a decent market share in east. It is equal to the footwear sports shoe component of the entire footwear market of east. So we are commensurate with that, and I don't see any challenge in increasing. So it is also a focus market, but there's a different kind of portfolio, you know, which we are working on for East as well, which is like, outdoor kind of categories, where we are also working on some new product development on that side, and we've already launched a few designs this season as well. So that should also help us in increasing our East contribution and market.
Okay. Sorry, sir, just an extension to it. On our East and Southern strategy, is it a MBO-led or distribution-led strategy or a EBO-led strategy?
So it is a combination of all three, actually. You see, we have been able to demonstrate and we've been able to penetrate a lot of new markets by using a flux and a mix of all three channels, so very successfully. So we will continue to do that. There are certain different strategies we may need to apply to northern markets given the conditions there. But for the rest of India, a mix of a hybrid of the three strategies where the company has really strong foothold in all three channels, both online and distribution and EBO, we'll be using all three to, get into the south and the east and the west markets. For example, I'll just share one data point that Gujarat, we have just opened our 50th store, which is the highest ramp up in any company so far in Gujarat, for irrespective of category, like be it apparel or footwear. Nobody's been able to ramp up to 50 stores in Gujarat in a span of less than years. Right, so that's the kind of aggression we have shown in the west markets of Gujarat and Maharashtra. Similarly, in south, we've opened a few EBOs which are doing really well, and we are seeing higher penetration across distribution and online thanks to our EBO penetration as well.
Thank you, sir. I request the participants to restrict with one question in the initial round and join back the queue for more questions. Next question is from the line of Mehul Desai from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. I just wanted to check, how big is UP and Bihar for us in terms of sales? And second, I don't know if you have given this number, how was the growth in West and South region in the quarter?
So quarter two has been flat with regards to west and south and also east. So the major impact has actually come in from the loss of volume in northern markets of UP and Bihar, like we mentioned. So there is no real volume drop in any of the other markets compared to quarter two last year, in spite of a lot of pain in the market in terms of macro.
And how big is, can you give some indication how big is UP for us in terms of states?
We look at UP and Uttaranchal together, so it's roughly, from an MBO business perspective, it would be close to 25%.
25% of the overall, of the MBO sales, you're saying?
Yeah, yes.
And just to get some sense, how are the A&P spends in first half and how do you look at in the in second half as a percentage to sales?
Obviously, for the second half, in absolute, the spends would be higher because of our TV and media and also print spends, considering the festival season. But on an overall percentage terms, as a percentage to sales, we'll be in the range of 5 to 6%. That's the kind of spends we plan to do.
Thank you. We have a follow-up question from Ankit Kedia from Philip Capital. Please go ahead.
So just one question on follow-up. Just on the manufacturing side, given that our share of third-party manufacturing for uppers and sole is significantly higher, now with BIS certification coming in, what percentage of our contract manufacturers have got certification? And do we plan to do more in-house manufacturing now for sole and uppers post-BIS?
Hi, Ankit. Just to clarify, BIS is not applicable on upper or sole or even raw material. BIS is only applicable on the finished goods. So whatever, and all finished goods, 100% of our finished goods is manufactured in-house completely in our plants at Dehradun and Baddi. So whatever we roll out, and you know, as of now, we've already 20% of our production is BIS certified at the moment. Which we will take up to 100% by the end of November or by first week of December. We'll get 100% BIS certified production being rolled out from both the plants. So it does not apply to any sort of BIS does not apply to any sort of upper or sole whatsoever. It is up to the company to use those quality standards of upper and sole that finally will make a BIS certified final product. I hope that
But in order to get the best quality, you would want more in-house manufacturing. Is that the right assumption, or you continue with them and do testing at their end, and have a mix of in-house plus outsourced?
Yeah, we continue to have a mix of. We've had this model work very successfully. These are all exclusive partners with Campus, the job workers that we work with. While a lot of it we do in-house as well, but we have a lot of very good partners and. Campus anyways takes pride in very high quality manufacturing that we have always endeavored to do and we have been doing for several decades now. So that is the whole genesis of our brand building proposition and therefore, for us it was extremely easy and, very straightforward to get into BIS certification because of anyways very high quality standards that we've been following irrespective of whether the shoe is in-house or made through a job worker.
So we should not expect any negative surprises on BIS from your side at least.
Not at all.
That's really helpful to clarify. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That was the last question for today's Campus Activa Q2 FY24 conference call. I would now like to hand over the floor to management for closing comments.
Thank you everyone for attending the call so early in the morning today. I know it's been a tough quarter and we really appreciate everyone's support during this time. And we assure you of very positive outcomes in the coming times as the management has taken very proactive steps to counter the macro environment and any other issues that may have come up. So thank you so much for attending the call and wish you all the best.
Thank you.
On behalf of Campus Activewear Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. And in case of any further queries, please reach out to Campus Activewear's investor relations team at ird@campusshoes.com. You may now disconnect your lines.